Hello, and welcome to Kilberry Castle, here on the Kintyre Peninsula, Argyll, and to my library. I'm glad to see you've all a wee drink on the go. It's sherry and cigarettes we tend to do here these days. Now, I gather you want to know a bit about me. Where to begin? My favourite bit, I think. In the early 1950s, I was farming and sharing my home with my lifelong friend, Mary Sandeman. In childhood, we'd corresponded by torch signals over the sound of Jura from our bedroom windows. The war found us both in the Rens, but we returned to our homes in 1945. Poverty, the maintenance demands of my dilapidated estate, and ailing relatives encouraged us to throw our lots in together and live here, in my family home, along with our respective dependents. I was romantically determined that the Campbells would keep their inheritance, and Mary was content to be my helper. Our parents had interested us in local history, and we kept meaning to visit the cairns and standing stones we passed on our way to market. We'd made a list and quickly realised there were far more than we had noticed on the map, as well as many that were unmapped. Mary and I would tramp out together in all weather. We'd get the maps out and decide what we were going to investigate that day. A remote cave that no one had excavated yet, or a pile of rocks that hinted at something underneath. We rewrote the maps, added all the features we'd found, cairns, burial chambers, forts, sites that were linked to rituals, traditions. Our findings were published in 1963 by the Society of Antiquaries of Scotland. I view it now with a mix of amazement, shame at our blunders, and pride. We catalogued 640 sites. It was the product of two untrained women's scanty leisure, with a notebook, a 6-foot steel tape, and a 33-foot surveyor's tape. That was the largest we could handle on a windy hillside. Back home, we would decamp to the library most evenings, easier to keep the one room warm. There was stuff everywhere. We'd sit and go over the day while we sipped sherry and smoked cigarettes. The dogs were always with us. They'd curl up in front of the fire in the evenings while Mary and I sat and read or chatted or worked. We began knowing nothing, trying to educate ourselves. I do miss Mary. Mary died in 1995, and I'm sad she never knew my finished biography of Alexander III. He reclaimed the Hebrides for Scotland, you know. Oh, did I never show you the picture of that gravestone from the shore at Port Ban? Late medieval grave slab, right there on the shore. It most likely came from the old churchyard at Kilberry. I've always thought that gravestones look like doors, placed neatly in rows, each one guarding its ground, ground that each stone is named for, and only the dead are let through. So why do the living put doors there for a place they cannot go? For it's a closed door, mind. It has no hinge. Well, that's the party line at any rate. I've never liked the neatness of it myself. The trick is in the hinges. In Icelandic sagas, the burial mounds sit within sight of the village, and the dead are spoken of as present. Much more sensible in my view. Mary had her faith, but for my part, I played around the edges a bit more. We met in the middle and understood it all as story. And stories are to be shared, aren't they? It all crosses over, one world nourishing the other and the next. No need for separation by death. My book about Argyll, Enduring Heartland, is like a scrapbook, really. It drifts between factual, historical, scientific writing into imaginative, poetic and dramatic. In my mind, they occupy the same plane. Oh, yes, and the voices came. And they were Gaelic. first as I slept. Then the doors were open and it was all the time. The dark twin started to take shape, the story of Drost and Eilil. The book evolved out of a series of waking dreams. I was selling the house at Kilberry and facing a move away from the old life, the weight of my inheritance and childhood. In the story, the new way, new religion and rituals, centred in war and power struggles led by men, is in conflict with the old way, centred in nature and natural cycles, led by women. I believe the environment controls people, not the other way around. Did you know that the Gaelic words for land and people are interchangeable? Don't you love the idea of the oneness of landscape and a person within it? In my life, I've been a soldier and a sailor, a landowner and farmer, a nationalist politician and a district councillor, a novelist and playwright, a historian, and above all, an archaeologist. Which is to say, there's more to tell if you ever pass this way again. I'd like that.